planning for the weekend? Good morning. It is Trina Mara and we're joined in studio by David Mac Savage. Morning.
Thanks for helping me? Having me.
Helping and having you.
Yeah.
Both of those things. Yeah. I believe you've just joined Instagram like myself.
Yeah, I joined 2 months ago. So I'm at the real David McSavage.
And have you become like one of these teenagers who can't get their head out of the phone?
Well, yeah, it's not a great look when you have your head in your phone. But then actually when you are engaged with the actual app, you don't notice that you look a bit, you know, odd. But I'm using it. I mean, the penny dropped with me in terms of social media. Like, it is incredible, actually, for me. And it suits me perfectly because it is its own TV station. Yeah. You have your own broadcast system on your phone and you see your followers building. And, you know, long term, like if I stay on it for a year, build up my followers to 50,000, you transpose that into ticket sales. That's the plan.
There you go. It's good to have a plan. And it's good that, you know,
it's good to have a plan.
It's good to know you're not just sticking up pictures of your dinner.
I hate that, actually, that people think that this is of interest. Or also, they're compensating for a lack of something to say. Hey, look at this. I've just taken a picture of a really good Mexican, you know, burrito. Mate, you know, no.
I can't understand that, but I also can't understand the girls taking the selfies in the mirror. I don't understand that.
What does that mean?
You know the way when they stand in front of the mirror and you can actually see the camera and everything? They're holding it up.
Yeah.
I don't understand. If you're going to take a picture, get somebody else to take the picture or take it yourself.
Yeah.
But don't show the camera in the mirror.
Right.
I think it's quite vain, isn't it? All these selfies all the time.
Yes, the narcissistic thing. Yeah.
Maybe it's because I've got a face for radio and that's why I'm not taking the pictures.
No, you're very, very attractive.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I'll give you that tenner later. Listen, you're in to promote. So tell me about this new stand-up show that you're doing. What's it called and what's it about?
Well, it's called Poor Me and the Bastards. And the theme of the show is, you know, the choices you make in life that don't feel like choices are possibly the biggest choices you make. And they can have long-term effects on how you think and how you are physically. And so you're in hospital, let's say 20, 30, 40 years from now, and you're dying. And how did this happen? Because, you know, you were lazy and you didn't exercise. And it's nobody else's fault but your own. Poor me. And the phrase I heard in Alcoholics Anonymous, where a woman was sharing. She was talking about how she used to be. Poor me this, poor me this, poor me and the bastards. And, you know, where you blame other people for the situation you're in. So in other words, actually being on Instagram, whether it succeeds or not, I don't think it's that important. It's that you're working towards a goal and I feel like I'm getting better at it. It's rejuvenated my love of creating and making sketches. And I think the harder you work at something, you know, sorry, I'm getting, it's very early in the morning. Hello.
You don't do mornings, do you, David?
No, I do. No, but it's funny, you know, you think you can talk, you know, and then you suddenly realise your brain isn't connected to your mouth.
Sure, look,
all.
I arrived in there this morning and I started talking and then I gave myself a little shake and I said, don't be fooling yourself. I had to go out and make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
The mouth would not work.
No.
So it's all about, so are you a pessimist or an optimist or what are you like?
Yeah, well, you see, that's the tragic thing. It swings, you know, 1 minute, you know, 2 hours I think I'm great. And then, so I'm up and down with that. I don't know. I mean, yeah, what? And again, no, it's funny. It's funny, isn't it? Those questions shouldn't be overthought. I mean, the answers to those questions, are you a pessimist or are you? You just answer the bloody question. But it sort of tends, you know, it shuts me down. I'm like, am I a pessimist?
I don't know. And he's going to go home have a crisis
there
now because
no,
I asked that. Oh,
there
no.
is no right answer. Shut up and just answer the question.
So when you come up with them, when you were coming up with your characters for your TV show and all, do you base, I heard little stories that you base the characters on people you've met along the way.
Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about Angry Emer?
Well, that would have been Angry Emer. I remember being at parties and there always seemed to be a woman, for some reason, crying on the stairs of a house.
Yeah.
And sort of, you know, ruining everybody else's enjoyment, like creating drama. And the girl that you were trying to chat up, she had to go
and mind Angry Emer.
And you're looking at Emer and you're thinking, yeah, you've done it again, you...
You've
ruined it for everyone. So yeah, those kind of, and also, I don't know, when I was growing up, I did get a lot of anger from females because I always said the wrong thing. Or I remember being at a family once, and it was all sisters, and if one of them cried, they all cried. They were all sort of connected like cyborgs.
So did you lack tact then?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Listen, even on my At The Real David McSavage, I can see on my insights who my demographic is. And at the moment, it's 85%. So I've got like 7,500 followers. 85% of them are men.
Yeah.
And 15% of them are women.
We're wired differently though, aren't we?
But in a way, so it's interesting, like those 15%, like they're brave. There must be strange, like what is it about those women that like my comedy? Like I'm not a female-friendly comedian, obviously. But maybe that's a good thing. Do you really trust guys who women like?
Well, you know, we would like our female listeners to go see your show, so let's not be rude
about it. No, but the boyfriends, like they'll drag their girlfriends along.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is, do I want to become friendlier or more accessible to to women?
You know the way I was saying, like, we're wired differently. It's like even I would say to my husband, you know, if he's due to go out to meet one of the lads for a pint or something, and one of them might not turn up. And I'd be saying to him the next day, you're not raging with him, like you arranged to go out and meet and he didn't even turn up. No,
yeah,
don't care. If that was one of the girls now, you'd fall out forever. That's how men and women differ.
Right.
You don't care as much about things like that.
Okay, I actually do want to play with that. I do want to come up with sketches that tune in to the female brain. Like, I mean, because I am so entrenched in my maleness, obviously.
You need to go undercover.
Yeah.
As a woman, to
figure us out. There are certain comedians, though, that women really like. Male comedians that women really like.
Who do you think that we really like?
Well, who do you really like? Male comedian that
God,
you like?
I better say PJ because he works here, will I?
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Who do I like? You see, I like a lot of the Michael McIntyre.
Right.
But I suppose it's because he talks about things like his kids being crazy and I can relate to that, you know?
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to have to come up with, you know, a couple of sketches on the Instagram based on research what women are into and what women want.
Yeah, that's your project now for the rest of the week. What's this about a miniseries of George Clooney? I know you were asked this in one of the newspapers and you said to the journalist, how do you know this? Are you Ireland's first clairvoyant journalist? And then you refused to comment further.
Oh, no.
Did you get into a strap over it?
No. I did get cast in a small part in a TV series called Catch 22.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty cool. I flew out to, I think it was Sardinia, and, you know, you get driven to the set and there's George Clooney and he comes up to you and George Clooney is looking at you and talking to you.
He's lovely, and, actually.
Yeah, very, very nice man. And, Catch 22, I think the actual TV series, I mean, it was obviously looked great and all the rest of it, but there was a sort of a viciousness or a darkness or a venomous, whatever, required, and I don't think it really captured the essence of the book.
And are you interested in doing telly, like serious acting stuff, or is the comedy really where it's at for you?
Yeah, like I'm open to all suggestions. Obviously, I do like acting. You know, I've done a few auditions. Hopefully, I'm going to get a film soon, and that would be great. It also pays quite well.
Mm. Auditioning, is that like very kind of tough? Because I would imagine when you go along, you probably know some of the people who are also auditioning. It gets a bit awkward.
Yes, you're 100%. I do a lot of, well, when I do auditions, I tend to do self-tapes. So that's fine. You can do them at home.
So nobody knows.
You're reading against somebody in the room. But yeah, no, the audition, it is true. Some people do very well in auditions and they're not great as actors. Mm. And there's some really good actors who can't audition. But you have to kind of have a, you know, who cares attitude when you, I mean, you have to be prepared. They're looking for someone.
They know what they want straight away, don't they?
Also, they want to cast you. They're looking, they want you to do well.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah,
you know,
it's not like a test to trick you.
They're not hoping that you're not going to do well. So just be prepared and kind of don't care. Go in, come on. Do it.
Because you're only, how long do you spend in an, is it literally one of these 10 seconds in and out kind of jobs like you see in the telly?
No, I mean, depending if it's a page of dialogue, that's a minute. So, you know, you settle down, you stand up and they'd probably record the thing. And maybe you'd get two or three takes, maybe two takes, three takes.
God, it's not that many. Sure, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
And then you have to wait around. And how long do they kind of leave people hanging before you know? Is it a good few weeks or...
Oh, well, if you don't get it, they don't contact you.
Okay.
So usually that's the case.
Oh, no. Well, listen, David, we wish you best of luck in the new show. You're going to be there on the 13th of February at the Olympia Theatre. And you might as well give the old Instagram another plug while you're here, seeing as you're a newcomer to it.
Are you on Instagram as well?
I am as well, yeah.
What are you on?
Jeez.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, God.
You don't know your name.
Trina_Mara, I believe.
That's not a great
but
name.
But it's...
Trina_Mara.
But sure, that's my name.
But in other words... With your name, it's a good name, to be honest.
Yeah.
Trina Mara, you know.
Yeah.
Diddly dada, you know.
Yeah.
And then you've put an underscore, like...
Have I?
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, if you're saying your name, Instagram name, Trina_Mara, like underscore, like to have to say that. Anyway, mine is The Real David. Is mine any better? The Real David McSavage.
Great to have you in. Thanks so much.
No, pleasure.
We'll get you a coffee on the way out. Yeah. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.